This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Today and yesterday mark 100 years since the Tulsa Race Massacre. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the solemn days in an emotional, graphic speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood District, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood District. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
China's government says its chief trade envoy has talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but it gave no indication when negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. The Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen talked by video link, discussing the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. He gave no details. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Russia's upper house backed legislation Wednesday expected to be used to ban allies of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running an election, the latest move in a crackdown on the opposition. This is VOA News. A ransomware attack on the world's biggest meat processing company is disrupting production worldwide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It comes weeks after a similar incident shut down a U.S. oil pipeline and left some people scrambling for gas. This time, the target was JBS of Brazil, which has extensive facilities in the U.S.
We're assessing any impacts on supply, and the president has directed the administration to determine what we can do to mitigate any impact.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's talking directly with the Russian government after JBS said the attack came from a group likely based in Russia. The company says the hackers affected servers in North America and Australia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rules against overspending by EU governments will remain suspended through 2022, leaving enough time for stimulus plans to boost the economy to pre-crisis levels, the European Commission said Wednesday. The EU executive vice president suspended the public spending rules for national governments in March 2020 as the European Union sank into its deepest recession since World War II, thanks to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. Trailing the strong recoveries in the U.S. and China, the economy in Europe fell into a second recession early this year and is not expected to regain its pre-crisis form until later in 2022. The World Health Organization, WHO, validated Tuesday the CoronaVac COVID-19 vaccine developed by Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac Biotech for emergency use. WHO recommends the vaccine for use in people 18 years and older in a two-dose schedule with a spacing of 2 to 4 weeks, according to a statement. The efficacy results showed the Sinovac vaccine prevented symptomatic disease in 51% of those vaccinated and prevented severe COVID-19 and hospitalization in 100% of the studied population, according to the WHO's Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization. Singapore will allow use of the coronavirus vaccine of China's Sinovac Biotech under its special access route, the city-state said Wednesday, following its approval by the WHO. Singapore had said this week it would allow private healthcare providers to access COVID-19 vaccines not approved by Singapore, but on the WHO's emergency use listing. The ministry said Sinovac's CoronaVac was not part of the national vaccine program, under which Singapore is using shots of Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.